Welcome to the April 19th, 2023 meeting of the Thurston County Planning Commission. The Thurston County Planning Commission is a citizens advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners on land use planning matters such as the comprehensive plan and zoning ordinance amendments. Planning Commission actions are in the form of recommendations to the county commissioners, who are the final decision makers. All Planning Commission meetings are open to the public. Citizens are welcome to observe all Planning Commission briefings and work sessions. We welcome public comment on those topics for which a public hearing has not been held. My name is Eric Cassino. I'm this season's chair and reside in District 2. We'll start our introductions of the planning commissioners here in the boardroom, then move on to our online commissioners. We'll start down here, please.
Scott Nelson, District 3.
Jim Simmons, District 3.
Kevin Pessinger, District 1.
Doug Harmon, District 2.
Derek Day, District 1.
Mary Halverson, District 2.
Helen Wheatley, District 1.
I believe we have Commissioner Hansen online.
Joel Hansen, District 3.
Thank you very much. With that, I hope everybody has had an opportunity to look over our agenda for today. And if so, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
Been moved and second. We'll call for the vote.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Cassino?
Aye. That agenda has been approved. Next on our agenda item we have is approval of the meeting minutes. We'll start with the March 15th, 2023 meeting minutes.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there
second?
Is there any further discussion on the meeting minutes?
Yeah.
Please, so, Commissioner Wheatley.
Yeah, I think I had been under the, I had had a memory that we had discussed adding to the information about the straw poll that was put forward to the Board of Commissioners, that I had requested that that we make a statement that generally expressed a concern that Commissioner Nelson had first introduced about wanting to make sure that that the Planning Commission is not giving up the opportunity to look at everything. And I had this apparently incorrect recollection that we had actually come to an agreement to make such a statement.
That was line 15 on page 4.
I'm not sure, but what I'm, you know, I never got time to listen to the entire, you know, to re-listen. And so I'm willing to let go of the minutes and agree with them. But my concern remains that it never happened. And I just want to remind people that we talked about doing that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I, what I had proposed was a statement.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
I was going to say, because of the, with the statement that was made after our votes, I was going to suggest that we, because I did go back and listen to the gist of what was said. I don't remember exactly, but after our poll, I think it should state that the Planning Commission reiterated that this vote does not indicate a need for a deep dive into all of these subjects, but does indicate that we believe that it is too early in the process to eliminate any of these subjects from review.
I think that is a fair characterization of the conversation that we had. Can we add that line in?
Sure. We'll go back and listen to what was just stated.
We need a formal motion to amend the original motion of accepting the meeting minutes. Right.
I'll
move for the amendment and you second it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's minute. It's around it's between 2:05 and 2:13 somewhere.
All right. Okay, so now we need to call for the vote on the amendment.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
All right.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino?
Aye. So the motion now is for, and it's for the amended meeting minutes. All right, entertaining in March 15th, 2023, and to and to accept the audio as the official meeting record. And so we'll call for the vote on that.
Awesome.
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson.
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino.
Aye. So the amended meeting minutes for March 15th, 2023 have been approved and accept the audio as the official meeting record. Now for the meeting minutes for April 5th, 2023, has everybody gone over those?
Move to approve.
It's been moved to approve.
Second.
Seconded. Any further discussion on those meeting minutes? Call for the vote.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Mr. Pessinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson.
Abstain. I wasn't present.
Commissioner Simmons.
Ditto.
Commissioner Hansen.
Commissioner Hansen.
Oh, he's broken.
I'll abstain as I was absent.
Commissioner Cassino.
I'm abstaining too. So that motion passes 5-0 with 4 abstentions. Thank you very much. Next on our agenda is an opportunity for the public to communicate with the Planning Commission. Those participating in Zoom, please choose the raise your hand option to address the Planning Commission. You'll be promoted to a panelist when it's your turn to speak or be seen. To be seen, please turn on your camera. If you're dialing in, press *9 to raise your hand. Make sure you also choose *6 to unmute yourself. 3-minute timer will show on one of the video screens to help you keep track of time. And we'll start with our online participants, and then we'll move here to the boardroom and look for people there. So we'll start out first with Mr. John Newman.
Here we go, unmute, hello.
Thank you, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. Hello, commissioners. Thank you for all your public service on all the issues in Thurston County. As a 40-year resident of the county, I'm well aware of the idiosyncrasies of a shore management program. I worked with the City of Olympia as a participant, and I wanted to mention that I think the Planning Commission should approve the shore management plan. It's a good plan. I think it's over 500 pages of effort, and that should be approved by the commission. I also am aware that the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan is coming up, and as more and more people move into the county, there's more and more pressure on the resources and everything here. And it'll take a lot of work to adjust things to accommodate the new residents, future residents, and current residents on very, very important issues as stormwater building and everything else. So looking forward to participating in that comprehensive plan effort, and thank you for your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lisa Reiner, you're up.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I also wanted to weigh in on the Shoreline Master Program issue today. Let's face it, our water bodies here in Thurston County are under tremendous pressure with the tremendous recreational use and houses along the shoreline. And so I'm very, very pleased that the Planning Commission is looking at approving this current Shoreline Master Program that has been reviewed by the Washington State Department of Ecology. I thank Ecology for looking into this and using the minority report to fully make this document valuable. I know that the problems here with our water bodies, the geoduck farming pressures, all that plastic associated with geoduck duck farming is very problematic. And so, and the armoring of the shorelines, I know many homeowners want to make so-called improvements, but essentially it is doing a lot of harm, many of us think. So I am grateful that you're looking to approve this shoreline master program, and thank you for your work. I also did want to weigh in on the comprehensive plan. We're hoping that the planning commission not only has staff working on this, but can have extra resources such as contractors, because you do need a lot of data for this comprehensive plan analysis. And, you know, within the comprehensive plan, you're going to have to look at housing plans. You're going to have to look at equity of housing plans. You have to look at policies and low barrier to housing. You have to look at homelessness and how people can stay in their homes while participating in their jobs, and traffic and displacement of certain communities. So thank you for working on this comprehensive plan. It's so important for our future. And I hope that you do get more contractors who can really help you with these very difficult analyses, this data that you need, and enforcement capabilities within this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other people online that would like to raise your hand and address the Planning Commission? I don't believe so. My sign-up sheet for here in the boardroom does not have anybody listed that wants to address the Planning Commission, but if either of you folks would like to speak, we'd love to hear from you. Yeah, just come on up here and introduce yourself and let us know what part of the county you're from, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Oh, I won't need that much. Mike Pelley, I live in the northwest part of the county. I appreciate all the work you have been doing on the shoreline plan. I would like to see you approve it. I also, I'm concerned about the comprehensive plan for the county and would like for y'all to be looking at what's going on up north. We have, you know, they're, from my understanding, a bit ahead of us on dealing with the homeless and housing and whatnot. So I hope that, that's pretty critical. We all know that at this point. And we can't just keep kicking the can down the road. We have to do something about it. So thanks for the opportunity to come and speak.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we clarify can we have maybe an announcement of the hearing coming up about the shoreline plan with the commission, the board of commissioners?
We don't have a hearing. The May 14th.
Yeah. Hearing? The fact that there is a hearing on the
SAP. Yeah, we'll do that through staff updates if that's okay.
Okay.
We'll
yeah.
Get an update on that.
Well, just in case people leave before they realize.
Just real quickly before, I don't want to get into it real deep right now. We'll talk about it during staff updates, but the board of county commissioners is holding a public hearing to take testimony on the Shoreline Master Program on May 14th,
16th.
May 16th,
Tuesday,
May 16th at 5 p.m. here at 3000 Pacific. All right. Well, with that, we're going to move on to our next item, which is continued business, work session number 4 on Thurston 2045, the Phase 2 Public Outreach Plan. And I think that Maya and Chris will be handling this presentation.
We'll just go ahead and get started. Thank you, Chair. Maya Teeple, Senior Planner with Thurston County Community Planning, here tonight to present on Phase 2 Public Participation Plan for the Comprehensive Plan.
Maya, we can't hear you, Maya. We're having a technical, you sound very muffled.
Give me 1 second.
All right.
Let's try this. Is this better?
Much.
No.
Not much? Okay. I will try not using my headphones.
Using your
head. How about this?
No, that's still pretty garbled.
Well, it's better. Yeah. Well, say another couple words that we might know. Okay.
So odd. Can you hear me okay now?
It's almost like an echo.
It's better, but
yes. That might, if that's as good as it gets, we'll just do the best we can.
Okay, I can try the headphones again, but if this is better than the headphones, then I'll just go ahead.
This is the best we've heard, so we'll just...
Okay. Let me know if you need me to pause or repeat anything. I'm sorry about that. So, Maya Teeple, Senior Planner with Community Planning, here tonight to present on Thurston 2045 and the Phase 2 Public Outreach Plan. This is a little bit more detail on what we will be doing for Phase 2 of Public Outreach. So today's work session is work session number 4 on the Comprehensive Plan Periodic Update. The Planning Commission has reviewed this over 3 work sessions in the past, focused primarily on the scope of work and producing a recommendation on that scope of work. And as I mentioned, today's topic is public outreach for the Comprehensive Plan Periodic Update. We do have a request for the Planning Commission to consider tonight. The ask is whether or not the Planning Commission would be willing to stand up a subcommittee to assist with outreach in Phase 2 of the periodic update. And then at the end of the presentation, I'll take any questions on or any other feedback on the Phase 2 plan. Just a little overview about the periodic update. You've seen this slide before. You'll see it again in the future, probably every time we bring something forward as part of this update. But the periodic update is the big update. It looks at the whole plan and brings our plan up to speed with changes in state law. This is the update that we do once every 10 years, and it's required under the Growth Management Act. And it plans looking out for the next 20 years. So we're looking out to 2045 now with this comprehensive plan update. It's not a full repeal and replace of the comprehensive plan, nor is it a full revisioning. We may update some of those vision statements based on the feedback we get from the public through our outreach efforts, but it's not a full rewrite. We do have a good standing plan, and we're building off of the work that has already been done. And this update will be due on June 30th of 2025. So an overall timeline of the plan update, we have worked on scoping over the last several months, and we are getting ready to move into Phase 2 public outreach, which is the initial outreach stage and the internal review where staff and contractors will go in and update the document, collect all the data, update the data in the plan, and start working on really drafting those amendments. And during that time, we're also going out to the public and collecting feedback on what they view as important, perceived issues or opportunities in our community, and using that feedback to build that set of amendments. That goes probably until March of next year, maybe a little later than that. And following that effort, once we have drafts created, we'll start our Planning Commission review process. We hope to begin that spring of 2024, and that will go through the majority of 2024, following with the Board of County Commissioners review at the end of 2024 into 2025 for our final action by June of 2025. So the goals of Phase 2 and the outreach for this stage of the periodic update is to spread awareness in the community about this update, make sure people know about it and it's on their radar, to share information about our current adopted plan, and to gather feedback on what the community perceives as important opportunities and challenges related to different areas in the plan. Also, we'll be informing the community how they can stay engaged throughout the process. And all of that feedback will feed into the updates that staff and consultants are developing on this plan throughout the next year. Towards the end of Phase 2 and early in Phase 3, so probably the spring 2024 timeframe, we'll be sharing information about what the actual changes in the plan are. First, we need the public feedback to really develop those changes. And then once those have been developed, we'll start putting those out to the community for another round of feedback. So we have several outreach methods. The goal is early and often public participation and continuous public participation. And in Phase 2, we're trying to tackle this through using a wide range of methods. ranging from online interfaces, in-person interfaces, and also just going out to individual groups to get their feedback. So throughout the next year, we'll be maintaining a project webpage. We do already have a project webpage that's up and running, but there will be some updates to that in the next couple of months as we really ramp up this update. We plan to do a photo contest, which is just a fun little effort to get people talking about it in the community and involved and participating. We did one with the last periodic update, and we got some great submissions that we included in the plan. Well, we plan to do a couple of surveys throughout this next year, and then also some open houses that will trickle along the next year. So the types of open houses, we will have an online story map or several online story maps. We plan to do 1 to 2 general open houses with the community where they can come learn about the update and learn how to participate. And then pop-up and informational booths is really just handing out flyers where we have space available. Early in phase two, we are tonight talking about the possibility of a planning commission subcommittee to assist with some of this outreach and also general listening sessions. I'll go over that a little bit more in the upcoming slides. And then later in phase two, towards the end of the year, we'll be doing targeted stakeholder outreach and potentially stakeholder groups on specific topics. And I will go through each of these in a little bit more detail. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'll keep going. So going into these in a little bit more detail, the webpage, as I mentioned, runs through the life of the project, and we'll list all the meetings here. We'll have opportunities for folks to submit comments and also read the current plan and read what the changes, what general areas are going to be changing. Surveys, options to submit comments directly to staff through an online portal, and then documents as they become available will be on this webpage. Open houses, we want to tackle this through a couple of different ways. The first is through what we use as an online open house, which is through the story map portals. I plan to produce 6 to 9 story maps for each topic. There are a couple of other jurisdictions that are already on their periodic updates that are using this. And so a story map that's specific to housing or specific to land use that really dives into that topic at a high level, provides information about what our current comprehensive plan covers and what we expect to change in this update. And those will live throughout the next year. We plan to use those as a tool that we can update going into the Planning Commission's review. And once those specific changes start being drafted and are developed by staff or consultants, whoever is working on those specific updates, we can plug those pieces into those story maps. So it's a tool that we can use that will evolve over time and just provide information to the community. Throughout story maps, we have buttons that people can click to provide a comment. And also we plan to have a survey button in those story maps as well. General open houses, we'd like to hold 1 to 2 of these. These are just your standard in-person, probably at a communal site in the county like the fairgrounds, that has general information about the comp plan, all of the topics that are included in this update, and also how folks can participate throughout the process. This is a good opportunity where we collect general feedback. Sometimes we also get specific feedback at these general open houses, but the primary goal of those is just to get people aware, get people involved, and start collecting that general feedback. And then finally, informational booths. The primary purpose of these is just to spread awareness as far and wide as possible. And that we usually do by attending events that we may already have a presence at. It could be as simple as having a flyer available at the table. So that's kind of a low additional thing we do in terms of outreach that maybe doesn't require that extra staff time. For surveys, we do plan to have topic-specific surveys moving into the next year, and these will have more specific questions and are geared at gathering more specific feedback on each topic, like land use, housing, economic development, rather than the broad survey that we did for scoping. So these will really be tailored to collect feedback on the topics that people are interested in. And we plan to link these in the story maps on the website, and expected timing, these will run much longer. So probably for at least half a year from the June to December timeframe. Photo contest. As I mentioned, this is just a good way to get people talking about it and involved in the community. It's kind of a fun little extra thing that we can do. We haven't ironed out all the details, but something like featuring the winners and their photos in the front cover of the plan. And we may consider offering another prize if there's budget available for that. So we'll figure out the details of that, but the goal of that is just to get the community talking about it and engaged on social media platforms. The Planning Commission Subcommittee, this is one of the points that I'd like to discuss with the Planning Commission tonight. So one of the phase two options for public outreach in this plan is having the Planning Commission stand up a public engagement subcommittee. And that subcommittee would assist with some of the phase two outreach, specifically listening sessions. They would review a list of stakeholder groups. We've already started developing that list, but we're looking for feedback if there are any crucial players that we're missing that you are aware of. Select dates to hold topic-based and general listening sessions, and then ask a set of questions to the community and the attendees at those listening sessions. Facilitate the conversation with the people who are in attendance, and then report back to the whole Planning Commission on that. Additionally, we would like to do, if there is a desire to do this, targeted listening sessions, and that would be the individuals who are on that subcommittee going out to specific stakeholder groups, specifically underrepresented groups, because they do not always attend our general meetings like this, and going to their meetings and offering to hold those listening sessions and collect that feedback in a setting that they're already present for. So we would go out to them and collect that feedback that way. A little bit more about that. We expect it to be around 12 to 22 hours of time commitment over the next 5 to 6 months. And I've broken that down by the tasks that we would be asking that subcommittee to complete. So a couple of subcommittee meetings, roughly 3 to 4 hours, an hour initially, and then probably just check-ins periodically as we move over the next couple of months. Topic-based listening sessions, we would probably hold 3 to 4 of these, broken down by economic, environment, and then a couple other themes. This would probably be 1 to 2 hours each. General listening sessions. Again, 1 to 2 of these would be 2 to 4 hours total. Targeted listening sessions, this is kind of an extra task if we have the bandwidth to do it with this subcommittee. And that would be going out to those underrepresented groups to their meetings and collecting that feedback in that platform. About an hour to compile notes from those meetings and send it back to staff. And then give or take an hour to report back to the Planning Commission. That would depend on what format that occurs in, whether it's a updated each meeting or a monthly update back to the Planning Commission. So there is a time commitment associated with this. If we do not have a subcommittee set up to do this kind of work, the community planning staff plan to only hold general listening sessions. So we won't do the topic focused, and we may not be able to do targeted listening sessions. We'll still do targeted stakeholder outreach at the end of the year, but we won't be able to have the staff power or the bandwidth to necessarily go out to all of those individual meetings. So this is really an extra, you know, we would be able to achieve more if we have the subcommittee stand up, and we would probably need at least 3 planning commissioners to make this happen. So other tasks that community planning will be completed, targeted presentations. This is later in phase two. So really the end of this year and early next year, we will go out to individual stakeholder groups and community groups, including those underrepresented groups that we'd like to address in that targeted listening session aspect. and we'll present to them. It could be general presentations. It could be a presentation tailored to their interest. Maybe it's specific to water or the environment or climate change. And we collect feedback through that method as well. Additionally, stakeholder groups, these are another outreach method that would occur later in phase two. And these are geared at diving into specific topics. So we don't know how many or if we will need these on all topics. It might include a stakeholder group on housing. That's kind of one of the biggest updates with this periodic update. There could be others. And when we get to that stage, if we do form stakeholder groups, we may request a planning commissioner be present just to participate and hear what those stakeholders have to say. But more to come on that later in the year. And so timeline, we're really trying to kick this off pretty soon. We want to get things rolling in May. Most of the online interface will start coming aboard in the June timeframe once we have a final and adopted scope of work by the Board of County Commissioners. But the listening sessions, the photo contest, general open houses, we're hoping to kick all of that off starting in June. A lot of that work will continue through the end of the year. And then some of the more focused presentations and the stakeholder group work won't begin until later in the year, the August or September timeframe. And that will continue into early 2024. So all of this is aimed at gathering input to feed into the updates that we're going to be making in the plan to help us determine what those updates are. And we'll be working on those drafts concurrently with all of this outreach. So that concludes my presentation for tonight. I open it up for discussion with the Planning Commission, and I will let the chair kick off this conversation if you want to start with the subcommittee or if there are other questions or comments.
All right, thank you very much, Maya. I guess to get right into this, this subcommittee that you guys are hoping that we would stand up today, you would be looking for hopefully three commissioners or ideally three commissioners, and it would be specific to the public participation plan. Is that right?
That's correct. It would be specific. The task would be specifically to hold listening sessions. So it's not even to rewrite or draft or develop that public participation plan. It's to help us conduct the outreach. We want the Planning Commission to help us go listen to our community. So we have a specific task. If there are other comments on the outreach we're planning on doing, or there is a gap that any of the planning commissioners see that you'd like to identify, we'll take that feedback tonight. We can work on this plan. It's meant to be adaptive, but the subcommittee is really a specific ask to hold listening sessions with our community.
Okay, so we to me, it seems like we have two issues here. One is the subcommittee itself, and the other is any oversight on this public participation plan. That sounds, anybody in nodding their head on that?
Say that to the second, third one.
Well, I think that some of the Planning Commission might have concerns about the public participation plan in and of itself, and secondarily to that, or that would be secondary to the subcommittee in general, the public participation plan subcommittee in general, because the public participation plan subcommittee is for implementing the public participation plan.
Well, as it's construed,
as it is now,
I would start with the scope of the subcommittee and then move to the public participation plan.
That's kind of where so I would really like to see this subcommittee formed, and I don't remember, Chris, did we talk about the logistics of standing up the subcommittee? Do we do it by motion?
And
I think that we would stand up a subcommittee by motion and then seek volunteers to constitute the subcommittee, and then the subcommittee then picks out their own leadership as they see fit.
Does the subcommittee charter itself, or is it given a charter or charge?
Well, that's a good question.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Does the subcommittee charter itself or is it given a charge?
It's given a charge.
And that's given by the planning commission.
Correct. Which is the listening sessions for the...
Well, no, that's not what the planning commission has said. So let's be clear.
So I assume what they're... staff is intending the subcommittee to do is what's under planning commission subcommittee tasks.
That is the ask, staff.
That's the ask.
And so do we want to change that? I think that's the second part.
That's the second part.
Yeah.
The first part's to stand up this committee.
Do we stand it up and then talk about its scope, or do we talk about its scope and then stand it up? I would talk about its scope then stand it up.
I think scope first.
Scope first.
All right.
Because based on what staff is recommending, I would have issues standing up a planning commission subcommittee. Mm-hmm. Number one, I don't think it's appropriate for us to facilitate meetings with the public. Number two, I personally am not going to go to a meeting and be responsible for being the person that returns notes to staff to say, you know, to forward their publics or whatever group I'm meeting with opinions. I mean, because I've been doing this a long time. I know I'm not a good note taker. I mean, I can scribble some stuff on the handouts, but I'm not going to go into a meeting with a notepad for an hour and come back with pages of notes to give to staff saying this is what they are interested in. So
I can't help but to feel a little bit held hostage in that we're being told that if we don't supplement staff effort, we can't have an adequate public participation plan.
Saying that it's an adequate public participation plan.
I'm saying that it's inadequate if we don't do the things that are in here and the things that are apparently reliant on the planning commission supplementing staff effort.
Please do.
Yeah, I mean, to go directly onto that, I mean, this was the statement, this, as I took notes on it, is that if the subcommittee doesn't do this outreach work, there's not staff to do it. The implication being that it won't be done, although the immediate thought that came to my mind was, well, we have to encourage the Board of Commissioners to make sure that this is properly resourced so that the proper things can be done. And that's our place as a planning commission, is to say, well, if that's a statement of a problem, that there's insufficient resources to be able to do outreach, then that's something that we can talk about as a concern about the resourcing of this process.
How has staff and leadership at the county expressed this need to the Board of County Commissioners? Because what I heard tonight really, really, really shakes my trust in the process and our intention that we've talked about before is making sure that this process is adequately resourced. And to hear what we just heard is really, 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 really troubling. So I'd like to know how the county is talking about this issue to the Board of County Commissioners.
Go ahead. Clarify if I can real quick. We will do everything that is in this phase two outreach plan with the exception of targeted topic-based listening sessions. So we still... if there is no subcommittee set up, we do still plan to hold general listening sessions that will be available and open to all of the public. And we will do outreach to all of those groups, including underrepresented groups. So it's a component that would not be fulfilled if we do not have a subcommittee to do that work. However, everything else in this phase two plan will be completed as part of that's the goal, is that we would strive to complete all of this work, even if there is no subcommittee, aside from the topic-based listening sessions.
We generally do general listening sessions for our work that we invite stakeholders to from what would be all of those topic specific. They just wouldn't be specific and geared and only those particular entities and or representatives at those meetings. There would be broader public at those particular meetings, but we would still capture and be able to capture all of that information.
So these are things that you think it's worth putting in a plan and using our time to do, but you didn't ask the Board of County Commissioners for the capacity to do it in-house.
Well, unfortunately, the Board of County Commissioners during their budgeting session.
Did you ask for it?
We didn't have this particular public participation plan put together in our 2023-24 budget.
So you so asked we, for budget.
Please let me finish before asking another question. So we asked for budget for professional services, which we did receive some of, not the entire request. We start scoping the Thurston 2045 when we have the appropriate resources, which is this comprehensive plan update, which is this year, 2023, due to the amount of work on our doc.
Well, in the first place, I mean, just as a general comment, I mean, I believe I might have said once or twice last year that I thought we should be starting to work on this last year. Just as a general statement, I believe that it's better to have this product be late than have it be wrong. And we've seen that the county doesn't have much of a problem with being late on things. And so I'm not going to use the timeline as a reason to be wrong or not get it right going, you know, from the get-go. I agree with Commissioner Nelson that essentially the proposal is for us to do work that's professional work that people should be paid for. And if staff aren't going to do it, I think consultants could do it. And there are professional consultants who do this kind of thing. It's inappropriate to ask the Planning Commission to do that. And I think we have our way of listening, and that is public comment, and we can hold hearings. And that's how the Planning Commission does that. But I don't think it's appropriate to ask us to do work that is professional work, essentially. Not to mention that we'd be doing it for free, right? And the time it takes. So
does it also maybe violate some of the county's collective bargaining agreements?
No, it does not.
Commissioner, please.
I'm curious about the consultant and what the planned use of the consultant is in this plan.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that question.
The consultants that will be involved.
Mm-hmm.
What's the budget amount for the consultants for this, and what do you anticipate them working on in this plan?
So we're working on that, finalizing that scope of work and finalizing all the details of that. We do know that we will be requesting the $700,000 from the state, which is through Commerce, and we'll be requesting approximately $210,000 as professional services dollars from the general fund budget during the county's budget amendment cycles.
The consultant is for all throughout the comp plan, not correct, particular to this particular aspect that we're looking at now, which is the public participation.
Correct. We don't.
Go ahead.
And the money that you're asking for the budget amendment process, is that for 2023 or 2024?
No, that will be for 2024. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Commissioner Bates, that one?
No.
No, that's, we have the same problem. The budget process is so far.
Commissioner Wheatley, do you have more?
Well, yeah, so I agree with the idea that it would be a good idea for us to have a subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
But as Commissioner Day suggested, perhaps we should develop the concept of what our subcommittee would be doing. I would vote against the proposal for a subcommittee that was brought forward, But I do support the idea of having a subcommittee, provided it's doing the work that we agreed it should be doing as a commission.
So I guess that I'm ignorant on exactly how this subcommittee needs to be formed and how it is charged. Obviously we have a proposal from staff on what they would like to see, that there's concerns with that particular proposal. So if we come up with our own, we can certainly do that. But we don't have a scope of work planned out for that subcommittee. I don't know if that's something that we could hash out right now, right here, or if that's something that needs to be thought about and proposed and brought back in 2 weeks or what the best way to do that is. Do you have any thoughts on that, Commissioner Day?
I mean, I would stand up a subcommittee. I would not give it tasks. I would give it a charge and have it come up with its own work plan, essentially.
So Commissioner Nelson, do you have anything on that?
I guess at this point, I don't see a particular reason to set up a subcommittee, because I don't want, you know, whatever it is, two or three or four people to go and have these meetings and spend all this time and bring us back some public participation plan, if that's what we decide they're going to do. Just have staff say, well, county commissioners didn't give us money for it. We can't do it. That we know that's the answer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think right now we're looking at this, and I think I said it at the last meeting, you know, when we talk about what we're going to look at, I've been pretty adamant about this. No, we're not going to just, and it comes towards staff, but really the issue is the commissioners. They're the ones that are telling staff, you know, we're not going to look at these things, or we don't want to look at these things. And they're the ones telling staff, this is how much money you guys have to do this.
I'd agree.
Come up with a plan.
I think that's where it all comes from.
I think it's, if our goal is public participation, I think a subcommittee right now is pretty futile. Unless somebody goes to the county commissioners and says, you know, we have these problems, we'd like to suggest that maybe it's just a subcommittee to say, here's, we're going to do this real quick, and we're going to make some suggestions for the planning commission, so the planning commission can make recommendations to the board about how they think the public participation plan needs to change.
That's how I would,
because
the time.
Commissioner Hansen.
I was just going to suggest, similar to what Commissioner Day said, that a subcommittee could be formed, and its first task could be kind of determining its scope of work. I'm not sure that I fully agree with what I was going to say, listening to Commissioner Nelson. I'm a little more circumspect at the moment, so maybe I'll put my hand down and raise it again later.
Anybody else have anything else on this?
Well, I guess what I'm hearing is we're not sure what the plan is as far as the outreach. I mean, they have a basic outline, but what is it going to be like finally, because of the financial piece or whatever, staffing. So that's where I'm a little kind of thinking maybe we're getting the cart before the horse or something.
Go ahead.
Maya, is the concept for the outreach program, when you have not targeted listening groups, but you have topic-based listening sessions to notify the planning commission of when those are going to be, where those are going to be, and planning commissioners be present at those to listen and to interact with the citizens, or just listen to the citizens?
So if we do the subcommittee route, it would be the subcommittee planning commissioners attending a meeting and asking a set of questions that staff develops with our outreach staff. and just listening to that group. Staff would have to be there. We'd have to set up the room, make the Zoom function. So for those topic-based listening sessions, we would have staff persons there taking notes. The targeted-based ones would be the planning commissioners going out. Now, if the planning commission does not like the subcommittee idea and we only go forward with general listening sessions, those will be available to all of those groups. So we may see people from the economic sector, from the environment sector, just general concerned citizens, underrepresented groups, all in the same room. And we'll get the full hodgepodge of concerns at the same time. It won't be kind of a unified discussion with that sector. And that's fine. We can facilitate that. It might be a little bit of a longer meeting. We certainly can invite the planning commission to those meetings if they wish to come. If it ends up being a quorum, we can advertise that as a special meeting or whatever the process is there. So there's a pathway forward with using those general listening sessions.
Would those be in different communities or all here?
We have not discussed locations. We would like to do a hybrid format. So having an in-person and a Zoom option, we do see a lot more attendance with the Zoom capability on the meetings. We can certainly discuss holding them out in the community to be available in Grand Mound or Yelm or whatever that may be. So that's an option we could look into.
I mean, just as a suggestion, I mean, you have specific centers, population centers in the South County, in the East County, in the West County, in the North County. It would be good if you're going to have those sessions to have them in each of those locations at different times. That would be my first recommendation. And my second recommendation is like what Commissioner Day said. I mean, I don't know about anybody else on the Planning Commission, but my next 9 months are really booked. As soon as this legislative session ends, the end of this month, I'll be on the road with a bunch of legislators until December of this year. So I'm not going to be available to do a whole hell of a lot.
Maybe staff can, as a side question, the idea with the subcommittee too is that it would be OPMA compliant. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Commissioner Wheatley.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, so I mean, I have certainly, I mean, I hope we can talk further about the outreach plan itself as it's been presented, but, you know, to kind of pull it back to the subcommittee matter, you know, I had sent, probably a lot of you didn't have a chance to see it, but I did have some thoughts and reactions to the memo that was provided to us. And you know, I want to remind ourselves that we have a charge from the legislature to as a planning commission to be to take some responsibility for how this public participation plan goes forward. And the planning commission is clearly a nexus for how public participation happens. And so what I said was that I would suggest that the work of a subcommittee would be to develop and implement strategies for how the Planning Commission can help to optimize public participation throughout the process. So, you know, that is my, I mean, that's a more appropriate role for the Planning Commission. It goes with sort of the charge that we have. And it's sort of, I mean, the way I envision it would be that it would take the burden off of the whole of the Planning Commission to have to be kind of in communication with staff about how the plan is moving forward. But there's a kind of a check-in point for that, and then a way for the subcommittee to then check in with the Planning Commission about that. And that way we'd be doing our job in terms of doing that nexus. But the point would be to be helping to optimize the process, not to be, you know, doing it right.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you guys like the idea of a subcommittee a lot. You just do not like the guide rails that have been, the sideboards that have been put on it, because it doesn't seem like that's doing what the subcommittee really should be doing.
Or what the planning commissioners should be doing.
Yeah,
I think that's the key, what the planning commissioners should be doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally have no objection to when meetings are set up in the communities, knowing when those meetings are, where they're at, going to those meetings, and sitting there as a planning commissioner and listening to what the people have to say. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do in our communities right now anyway.
Mm-hmm. But being tasked with the duty is a bridge too far.
Being responsible.
Many of us already take a whole lot of notes at different meetings we attend.
I absolutely understand that. Yeah.
I don't need to move through that.
Are there other concerns about the operation of this proposed subcommittee besides that?
I just can't help but feel like the Planning Commission isn't being taken seriously by staff as having a meaningful role in this process.
And in the development of the public participation plan?
Any of it.
Okay.
Up to and including the public participation plan. I can't believe that this is what you'd propose for a public engagement subcommittee. This is just beyond the pale. It's insulting.
Commissioner Hansen, did you have something else?
I just had an idea that seems to me maybe the first step in this outreach plan is outreach from us as the Planning Commission to the County Commission. And I think we might be able to get quite a ways along in this process if we had a joint meeting and all were able to chat about what we see as our charge here and get some direct input from them.
I would not argue the fact that the communication between the Planning Commission and the board often is sparse. I don't know the best way to rectify that other than showing up at their work sessions and sitting in the galley, and hopefully one of them looks over your way and looking at you. But if we could set up something a little more formal, I think that would be fantastic. I don't know how that happens. That happens at their discretion, not ours, for sure.
I think we can.
We could certainly ask for one.
Well, the stakes are high, right? This is an important piece of work that's going to live for a long time, and so I think we need to pull out all the stops and do what we can to get it right.
I would certainly entertain a motion on making a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners on a joint work session about the development of the comp plan.
Second.
I'll move that.
Joel moves it.
Joel moves it.
I second it.
All right. Well, there's been a motion that has been seconded on a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners to host a joint work session with the Planning Commission concerning the development of the comprehensive plan. And with that, I would call for a vote.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson.
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino.
Aye. So we will make that recommendation, or staff will forward that recommendation for us to the Board of County Commissioners and try to get something scheduled here. We do have, obviously, some time constraints here because June of 2025 is really super, super close. And this phase two is already not phase one and is already in operation, and I'd like to see it continue to move forward. So with that, I don't know if the Planning Commission is ready to stand up a subcommittee in preparation for any of that. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I have some general thoughts about this overall plan. Maybe I could share a few.
That would be fantastic. Let's hear
it. Standing something up. Maybe I'd give us some ideas.
Please do.
First off, from a targeted listening session, I would be willing to attend one individually with Scott. I'm most interested in what he has to say with his having the most experience previously going through this and having real concerns about what we can fit in and how we can best accomplish some of those things. So honestly, I really would like to hear more from Scott about what he thinks we should pay the most attention to. Separate ideas to this overall plan. I wonder first and foremost about the communication methods. I know, you know, with the Shoreline Master Plan, there was a lot of disagreement about the public communication postcard that went out. And postcards are very expensive from a printing to a postage standpoint. Email is very inexpensive. And I wonder whether there could be a concerted effort to basically gather a large database of email addresses from multiple sources, wherever that might be possible. A starting point might be anybody who's made public comment on other issues, because a comprehensive plan by its definition relates to all the other sub plans and sub issues that people have often cared about in the community. And if we were to simply say we've added you to our email list about our comprehensive plan updates because you've shown interest in the Shoreline Master Plan or the Agriculture Advisory Plan or et cetera, et cetera. There'd probably be a lot of willing takers and interest. And then secondarily, could we get other lists of interested people from groups like other plant local planning commissions? The TRPC undoubtedly has a large list of contacts, groups like that. So just simply building a database and having some inexpensive forms of communication that we continue to build on and have ways for people to easily sign up for. And it's a growing, burgeoning list.
Maya, do you
one recommendation.
Maya, do you think you could tell us a little bit about how you're, the list that you've already compiled and how you're already contacting folks?
Yes, I would love to share more information about that. So we do have a general planning email list that gets all of the notifications for general planning commission meetings. We have also set up a specific email list for Thurston 2045. And we can't add people to those email lists unless they give us explicit permission. So typically what I have been doing is when I receive comments or emails on the comp plan, on the scope of work, I email that citizen back. I say, thanks for your comment, or I provide any additional information they're asking for. And I provide them the link of where they can sign up to register to receive more updates on the project, or I offer to add their email. I do need explicit written permission if they want me to add their email. When we hold meetings in the community, we also collect emails. So we have a box that says check if you do not want to receive emails, and then all of those emails will get added. We can certainly start considering emails in any sort of other public comment fashion we get moving forward. So that's a great suggestion, Commissioner, and I can consider that for other options and projects that are going on too.
Could you tell us, if you know offhand real quick, how many emails you've captured specifically through the Thurston 2045 chain yet? Do you remember that?
I don't have the number off the top of my head. I think so far we have under 100 specific to that list, but most of the folks who have submitted comments on the scope of work already are on the general planning email list, so they receive updates about everything.
Commissioner Wheatley, please.
I'm just wondering, you know, the SMP and like say the Grand Mound sub area and all those things, I mean, they are part of the comp plan. So wouldn't you be able to roll all of those emails in, because they're already part of the comp plan? So there's already, I mean,
those might already be
captured. Sufficient rationale.
Are those already captured in the general planning email list?
Most of them, yes.
So,
Alderson, go ahead.
What I hear you saying is that the Thurston2045.org website is where they go to sign up to get on the 2045 email list?
Yes, that's correct. The link is on that webpage.
So if all of us in our different communities with all of our contact lists sent out that website information to our communities and said, if you're interested in signing up for information about when meetings are, when special sessions would be held, please go to that website, sign up so that you get the notification. That would help.
Yep, And that we have a short link now. It's thurston2045.org. That was just created within the last week. So we're really going to be pushing that. And, you know, at this point, it's word of mouth, me emailing back every person who inquires with me or has a question. You know, we're really just starting this process, but it takes a village to get the word out. So that's what we plan on doing. We're going to do that as much as possible moving forward.
I agree with the general principle that, you know, building a strong list should be one of the first tasks. I would imagine it would be worth the investment in advertising to build that list. And certainly, you know, social media advertising is pretty affordable.
So we do have social media and we do use social media, and that information does come out. It is information that we push from our education outreach specialists to the county PIO, because that is our chain of command. That's how we have to do it. And that goes out through, my social media expert is not here. We have a Facebook page, and Twitter.
Right.
And if you pick those up and then we share them.
But I'm talking about advertising. I'm talking about actually, you know, that putting out and advertising it.
Like a radio ad or something like that.
Right.
And you can do that. Like a Thurston
Talks. And we have discussed with our outreach staff potentially doing paid Facebook advertisements. So we are already talking about that. We've brought up radio ad, TV ad. We want to make the best bang for the buck and do something that's going to reach the most people. So I've heard that the Facebook ads are really effective. And that's something we can consider pushing to get folks signed up.
Yeah, I mean, if I may, that's an example of something. I mean, certainly in my experience on the Hanford Advisory Board Public Involvement Committee, that was the sort of thing where they would come to the Public Involvement Committee and say, look at this ad. Does this get the point across? This is the point we're trying to get across. What do you think? And that would be a point where we could interface, you know, is this ad getting, is that the message you're wanting to deliver? Is it being delivered effectively? I mean, just as an example of one of the reasons that you could have a subcommittee and the kind of work they could do.
Or just the whole planning commission bring that information.
Yeah. I want to get back to Commissioner Pessinger. He had more on his list.
Thank you, Chair. Additional ideas, I look at the list of stakeholder groups and get a little concerned that the first things we see are the business, economic, and building group, and then the environment and water. It's like the blue-green, and they're always battling each other and fighting. No new development. Yes, lots of new development. I think we've already determined, and the state law has encouraged, that the first group we ought to focus on is actually the last one on the list here, underrepresented. And so just from a perspective of way of looking at this, I would actually recommend moving that to the top bullet, followed by residents. I think residents is what we're really looking for here. First the underrepresented, and then all of our residents is the real core demographic for all of this comprehensive planning. So I would put that group second. I notice a lot of missing groups. I also notice a lot of, I mean, if you look at the business economic building group, I mean, those are like seven groups of all the exact same people. And some of the housing ones, Thirst and Thrive and whatnot, literally made up of the exact same people that make up those earlier groups. Environment, water, many of those are similar, but I do notice Thirst and Climate Action Team is missing, and many of the students, environmental groups are missing from that. Under residents, I'm really glad to see the neighborhood associations. Olympia is very famous for having more than 40 very active neighborhood associations. The Swona one being the most active, but all of them being impressively active. Lacey, as far as I know, where I live, does not have a single neighborhood association. It has quite a few homeowner associations, but not a single neighborhood one. Tumwater has a few active neighborhood associations. I know other areas, even like Steamboat Island, has a pretty active community organization, and some of those are likely worth outreach. I also, even lake management districts, I think ought to be part of the outreach. Jolt and local radio stations also are in big connection with residents, and advertising there may not even be necessary. Those organizations are usually very willing to do public service announcements and public information announcements. Under housing, I noticed Tenants Union is missing, OLEMAP, which stands for Mutual Aid Partners, is missing, a Renters Association is missing, the shelters that house the homeless are missing, Sidewalk, which is the leading homeless advocacy group in Thurston County, is missing. Under history, the Historic Commission, I think those would be great, but also why not Parks and Rec Commissions and Arts Commissions and other groups like that. Tribal is going to be by far the hardest, and they're certainly often underrepresented, but any efforts that can be made with the tribes would be eminently important. In addition to the underrepresented, I would point out youth, and there's nothing on here about the colleges, any of the three big colleges here and the high schools. I would point out that North Thurston, in terms of underrepresented, North Thurston Public School District is by far the most diverse school district in the county. And in fact, over 50% of its students are students of color. I would point out seniors, whether it's all the groups at Panorama, local Olympia, Lacey, et cetera, communities, senior centers, Jubilee, other senior housing areas. There's, I mean, my mom lives in a pre-built home that's only made for people 55 and older, and there's 100 of them in Thurston County. Military groups, JBLM has multiple newspapers specifically for their for the members at the military. There's also the veteran centers here locally. Religious groups, there's a lot of religious groups that do a lot of community engagement. So there's some, and then the last one I saw underrepresented is the League of Women Voters. They were listed under environment, but they have, in addition to their environmentally focused groups, they have a good governance group that certainly cares about underrepresented groups being able to engage and get outreach and be involved in public participation.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Yeah, and I would also add, I mean, this county, I don't know what they're, if they're called commissions, committees, or what, but everybody, you know, most of the local governments have stood up equity groups of one sort or another. And I would certainly like to see the counties have this put on their work plans. You know, it might even be, you know, that might be another point of interface with the subcommittee. I'm a bit confused or puzzled as to why it wouldn't be on board, you know, that the comp plan wouldn't be on their work plan. And then, you know, in terms of, I think one of the things that the Puget Sound Regional Council has done, there's a process of collecting data that can help with figuring out who and where to reach out. And they've done something called opportunity and displacement risk mapping, a process called equity impact assessment. But I think especially the opportunity and displacement risk mapping, it's literally a map. You know, you go in, you know, I live in this neighborhood, or if you're an elected official, you know, this is my town. You go in and you click into the map, and, you know, based on a number of criteria that they kind of color code it as to, is this an area of high risk, low risk, et cetera. And I think it would be really invaluable to get on this early and talk to the Puget Sound Regional Council about what data they use to create these maps and to do this for Thurston County. I think it'd be useful to the public, and it would also be useful in this process. And one of the things that it would tell us immediately is, you know, where are those areas where outreach should be focused when we're talking about affordable housing and displacement risk. And I think it would be, it probably wouldn't be that hard. I mean, you know, I think wherever, you know, find out what data they have and where they got it, and, you know, crunch it, and it probably wouldn't be that expensive to do. Yeah, well,
it's more expensive than you think. Well, however,
it's really invaluable.
It is. Yeah. And I'm going to say, however, it's already a project that is underway.
Okay.
So it's a project that was centered in our stormwater group, but our E&O experts have taken it on. We call it an equity index map. So in case you start to hear that, it's getting finalized. So we will be using that information, and that information will be pushed countywide for other county departments to utilize that information. But that kind of work has already been completed. It is may not be as robust as the Pierce County, or the, excuse me, the North Puget Sound counties, because they had a more time and more budget to work on that. But it does take that kind of information, and it was actually a collaboration with UW Tacoma.
Okay, well, it would be good. So that would be the sort of thing that could plug into the, you know, that's what makes story maps so invaluable, because then that can be, you know, that's a map.
Yeah, that's.
And another map that we do have is the public health equity.
All of that was pulled into the equity index.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean, so is it specifically about opportunity and displacement risk?
I have to go back and check with our education and outreach team that put it together. It was a regional effort that was done by Thurston, City of Lacey, City of Olympia, and Tumwater.
Okay, well, it may be something that, again, would be worth, you know, it's hard to know if that touches on the question of, you know, how that specifically will help to address the chapters of
more to come.
Yeah. Okay. And when do we expect that to be?
I will look into that.
Okay.
Commissioner Pessier.
Thank you. I forgot two other quick important groups. We have a huge number of state employees and state agencies here in our community, number one employer in the county. And they have what are called ERGs and BRGs, employee resource groups, and they call them business resource groups. I'm not sure why. But they have to do with groups being represented, say, like military members who are, it's like a military affinity group for people that all work at all state agencies. And these are sometimes very large and influential groups of people in our community. And then, of course, labor unions. The three biggest ones in Thurston County are WFC, SEIU, and the Teachers Union.
Now, I can think of another, you know, at TRPC meetings, Hillary Seidel of the Olympia School Districts says at practically every meeting, because she's the chair, so. You know, the schools are an untapped resource. We have so much data, and people don't ask us for the data, and we really wish they would. And so I guess this is a good time to quote Hillary on that. They have a lot of data that could be very useful.
School boards.
The school boards do.
Maya, do you think you could tell us a little bit about how you put together this rough draft of stakeholders, and if you are going to prioritize them in one way or another?
Yeah, so the version that you have in the document that was sent to the Planning Commission is not intended to be in any sort of priority list. It's just a list. But that list was built off of outreach that we did during the last comprehensive plan update and other groups that I was aware of. The point of bringing that to the Planning Commission tonight was to get the wonderful feedback that you just gave me and identifying all those groups that I did not have on there. So thank you so much for that. That's the kind of feedback that I was really hoping to get tonight. And in terms of prioritization, underrepresented groups are one of the big priorities of this periodic update. So they will probably take precedence in our outreach efforts. We have to do a little bit more outreach to reach those groups, sometimes in different manners. Otherwise, we haven't discussed any sort of priority among the other groups.
Did you have something?
No, go ahead. The Secretary of State's office has a complete list of all neighborhood and HOA associations with the leadership of those organizations and their email and contact information. So that might be a good source to get those, that leadership group for all the HOAs and neighborhood associations in Thurston County, because they have to register with the Secretary of State every year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Carmen, do you have anything on this particular issue?
Everybody's got good stuff.
Uh-huh. How about you, Commissioner Simmons? I haven't heard much from you.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Good conversation.
So circling back to the original ask of staff one more time, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Would it be fair to say that we're not ready to stand up a subcommittee yet until we at least hear back on whether or not the board will entertain a meeting with us?
Unless you want to establish the subcommittee to scope
its own work,
to determine what a scope of work would be for that committee.
I think that would be probably worthwhile,
as well as being in preparation for a meeting.
Mm-hmm. I think it is,
yeah. Commissioner Nelson, you have some real reservations.
No, I was thinking that that for me personally, the best thing for us to do is, if we're going to do a subcommittee, is to set up a subcommittee to review the public participation plan and bring back something to the planning commission that, if we so decide, we can push those recommendations to the board. My concern is, I don't think a meeting with the board is going to happen soon, if it happens at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we would be better served. I'd rather not wait, because even if we get a meeting scheduled, it's going to take some time. I would rather we just, in anticipation of not having that meeting, if we're going to set up a subcommittee, that would be my suggestion for their first order of business.
If we set up a subcommittee, would staff be able to facilitate a meeting for that subcommittee prior to our next planning commission meeting? So in the next 2 weeks.
Prior to the May 3rd planning commission meeting?
That's a big ask, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess the better question is,
assuming that the planning commission is
that assuming we're planning commission they're
situating that subcommittee had the time,
right? We will find a way to complete that request.
Well, at this point, I would entertain a motion on standing up a subcommittee from the planning commission concerning the public participation plan.
So moved.
You made the motion. There's been moved and seconded to stand up a subcommittee.
I do like the word constituting.
to form our subcommittee on for our public participation plan. With that, I'll call for the vote.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson.
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino.
Aye. So that subcommittee is stood up, and now we will ask for volunteers for that subcommittee. I saw your hand up.
Okay.
Obviously. Ideally, we're looking for three, but we're not going to say no if there was more. And so
I'd be willing to, but I'd also be willing to step aside if somebody wanted to do it.
Well, wouldn't we all?
So Commissioner Day is interested.
I'm interested.
Commissioner Wheatley is interested. Commissioner Pestinger is interested. Commissioner Hansen turned off his camera.
His microphone.
Yeah. So I have three so far. Is there anybody else that would like to participate in the subcommittee? All right. I think that the subcommittee is formed with those three commissioners. Thank you very much for your volunteer work. It's not like our plates aren't full enough, so I'm glad you guys are doing it. And at your guys's first meeting that staff will coordinate with you. You can pick out your hierarchy and then start talking about your scope. And we'd love, the rest of the planning commission would love to hear what you come back with, so we can talk about that some more. Does that sound fair? All right. Maya, is there anything else on this ask that we're missing that you'd like us to think about for tonight?
Not tonight. It sounds like the subcommittee will be bringing back further recommendations on public participation.
Well, thank you for your work on that tonight. Chris, is there anything else on this work session we should consider?
No.
All right. We'll move on to other business with a staff update. Maybe first on that staff update, we could talk about our VOCC public hearing for the SMP.
Yes. So the Board of Public, The Board of County Commissioners set a public hearing for the Former Master Program for May 16th at 5 p.m. All of the information for the Shoreline Master Program, including the draft plan, are out on the county's website. That's thurstonsmp.org. Take a look at it. There's lots and lots of information. Yeah, anything else that you would like to know?
Not on SMP. Do you have any other staff updates?
Yes, just one moment, please.
I can propose, are we going to have or not?
I'm sorry, one more time.
A public hearing, would you need to notice? Okay.
Okay, that took care of the first one on my list. So the second one on my list is to let you all know that the code clarifications package that you all saw a couple of weeks ago from Andrew and Amelia, the board has set a public hearing for that particular set of development code amendments for May 23rd. They did that yesterday. The board has provided staff direction on the comprehensive plan scope of work update. They did ask the staff to move forward with all of the options on the all the options that you saw before you a couple of weeks ago, plus all of our mandated required pieces, will be part of the resolution that goes to the Board of County Commissioners on May 2nd. And then a reminder, or just a nudge, please review your inbox. You should have received a doodle poll for the Yelm joint plan discussion. We are.
Have you already sent that out?
Yes, that was sent out earlier today.
I checked it just before I left.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see it.
I saw it come through, right?
Check your spam folder.
Sure, I wasn't dreaming that.
Anybody see it come through?
I did not see
it. I did not.
I was on it until 5 o'clock.
We will
got from Tasha.
That and resend.
I got the two emails that Ellen, I've got both of those, but I didn't get a doodle poll.
Yeah, that's the thing with me. I got Helen's emails, but not the doodle poll.
Okay, we will take a look.
And what time frame for the Yelm joint plan was June?
Oh, heavens, now you're asking hard questions.
All right, well, think about your
doodle poll. So we're asking for responses by next April 25th, I believe. And time frame for that meeting is end of May, early June, hoping to have a public hearing by July for the Yelm joint plan.
Great, thank you. Any other staff updates, Chris?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you very much. So looking over our calendar on May 3rd, we're gonna have our open space public hearing and then look at long-term agricultural zoning update. Is there anybody that's thinking they won't make the May 3rd meeting? Looks like everybody is hoping to be there. On May 17th, our tentative itinerary will have a long-term agricultural zoning update again and forest conversion code amendment. Does everybody think they'll be able to make that May 17th meeting? Looks like we all should. With that, is there anything for the good of the order?
Everybody has one thing.
Please.
We got a couple emails today.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with staff forwarding, especially links and stuff. But I think when you start sending an email that forms your opinions and asks anybody, I don't like it when that happens, because basically it doesn't give us a chance to respond. Because once, you know, if an email goes out to all of us, once we start responding, it becomes a meeting.
It's generally a good idea not to respond to any of those emails.
Yes, it is.
So if we just get links and stuff, just basic information, that's fine with me, but I would prefer that we didn't get the other stuff.
That's presented to us to ask to forward to the planning commission.
Fair enough.
Sure.
Please.
Do we need to correct our April 5th minutes on page 2? They state that there's a public hearing scheduled for S&P on May 14th on line 42.
I just corrected myself. So that was a statement that I made and it was in error. So the minutes are correct.
She made a mistake.
Statement was incorrect.
Not the mistake, and then she's corrected it for.
Hold on, when's the meeting?
The 16th.
May 16th. And the minutes have been correct?
No, because she actually said it, but she said something that was wrong.
Oh, I see.
And now it's forever in the minutes.
We're going to pick that scab one more time.
Okay.
The only thing that I have is I want to thank Commissioner Day for running this a couple weeks ago when I was out. I think he did a great job. It's not the funnest thing in the world to do, so I really do appreciate it. And I hope that your blood pressure didn't go up for any of it.
No, it was. Brings a new appreciation to the work you do.
Oh, come on. Is there anything else for the good of the order? All right, having no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.